Good morning.
早上好。
I want to greet, first of all, the faculty, the staff, and all of you students here at the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines.
首先要问候我们这里全体的老师、同工还有同学们。
There were some faculty waving in the back. Elder Lim, thank you very much for being here.
谢谢林长老在这里。
And I appreciate your invitation very much. It feels like I'm at home again.
谢谢你们的邀请，也让我感觉又回到自己的家。
I'm pleased to bring greetings from OMF.
同样呢，我也代表 OMF 就是这个基督海外使团来问候大家。
As OMF continues to work hard to reach the billions of East Asians who have not yet heard the good news about Jesus Christ.
基督海外使团当然还是致力在向这些千千万万在东南亚、在亚洲还没有听到福音的人。
So in this sense, OMF and the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines share a similar mission.
其实在这方面，我们飞升呢，跟基督海外使团是有一个共同的目标。
And that is the mission that you are celebrating this year of reaching new territory.
就像今天，今年我们飞升这个六十周庆的时候，我们的一个主题要扩张我们的这个境界。
The mission that you are celebrating for 60 years. Congratulations.
感谢主带领飞升进入到第六十年。
And so I was asked to speak on this topic this morning.
所以今天当我们也回想这个主题的时候。
And one of the things that's essential for 60 years of legacy or essential for reaching new territory is continually having new strength.
因此呢，如果要完成六十年，或者说这六十年之后还要扩张我们的这个境界的时候，必须我们要继续有这个能力。
There are certain things that drain our strength and make us tired.
当然有很多事情呢，让我们会感觉非常的疲倦，没有能力。
And that is normal in ministry.
这个在侍奉当中是很正常的。
But what is it that allows us to be continually strengthened?
但是有什么可以让我们能够持续不断的被刚强起来呢？
Sometimes students at BSOP feel a little bit like a child.
很多时候可能我们的同学包括老师，有时候我们就像这个孩子一样。
So one of my favorite cartoon strips is about a child named Calvin.
我最喜欢的一个漫画就是关于一个小孩叫做 Calvin.
And this is his mother.
这个我们看到这个是他的母亲。
Get up, Calvin!
Calvin, 赶快起来。
I'm not going to call you again.
我不会再叫你了。
You're going to miss the bus. Get out of bed, Calvin.
但是后面这个妈妈又说，哎，赶快起来，要不然你就赶不上那个校车。
At school, you don't know the answer? Then sit down.
在学校，老师对他说，哦，你不懂，坐下。
No, you cannot go play until you finish your homework.
你没有做完你的功课，你不可以到外面玩耍。
Just eat your food. You don't need to play with it.
好好的把饭吃好，不要这个玩你的这些吃的东西。
Stop stalling and get in the bathtub.
不要再玩了，赶快去洗澡。
No, you cannot stay up a little longer. Go to bed.
你不能够再拖延了，赶快上床。
Have a good night's sleep.Tomorrow is another big day.
好好的睡一觉，明天还有一大天。
And I see some of you laughing. Maybe you remember when you were a child like this, being ordered by your parents or by your teachers.
我们当中有很多人在笑，也许你小时候，你的父母或者老师也都是这样来对待你。
Or maybe for some of you, this felt like yesterday.
或者就像昨天一样。
Or today.
或者今天早上。
Because one of the consistent things that Paul writes to Timothy is that, Timothy, you are my child.
也许就像保罗写给提摩提的书信里面，他常常重复的一件重要事情， Timothy, 你是我的儿子。
And Paul acts like a parent.
保罗在这边扮演一个角色，好像父母一样。
In 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul gives Timothy 64 commands.
在提摩太前后书呢，保罗给提摩太64个命令。
In the cartoon strip we just looked at, Calvin was only given 9 commands.
刚才我们所看到的漫画，我们只看到 Calvin 呢只有9个命令而已。
9 commands, and Calvin goes, ugh.
有9个命令，哇，你都要叹气了。
64 commands, what did Timothy say?
这边给你64个命令，那你会怎么说呢？
Well, fortunately, the letters are written at different times, so the 64 commands are split over several months.
幸运的是，这两封书信不是在同时写的。
But first, let's look at a summary of those 64 commands.
但是我们可以先看一下，把它总归起来，这64个命令，大概可以归为几类呢？
Fortunately, we can summarize these into 5 categories.
我想我们可以把它归类在五个主题的下面。
The first is the category of guarding or keeping the truth, guarding the gospel, holding on to the word of God.
第一个主题也就是我们要持守真理，也就是这个福音。
Paul considers the gift of the gospel to be something that was received by God.
这个福音呢，是我们从神那里接受过来的。
It cannot be lost. It must be protected. It must be held on to. It must stay the same.
不能够让它流失的，一定要保护它，要持守它。
He looked at being godly.
第二方面，也就是我们要做一个敬畏神的人。
Timothy, he says 9 different ways, 9 different times. Be a good example.
很多时候保罗会对提摩太说，你要做一个好的榜样。
6 times, he identifies with the theme of the biblical seminaries of the Philippines. That is to suffer for Jesus.
有6次呢，他提醒他跟非圣的校训很有关系的，就是为主受苦。
Or to continue in the faith, or to endure.
或者说我们要持守我们的信心，要坚持下去。
And Paul's favorite command to Timothy is to communicate the message. 21 different communication commands are in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
还有21次，他是有讲到我们怎么样来沟通或者传扬这个福音。
So in English, I'll summarize those using the letter G.
所以从英文的表达，我用四个 G 来开头。
That's to guard.
第一，要保守。
Be godly.
要爱神。
To grind.
要继续的持守。
And to gospelize.
还有，我们每次就是为了这个福音。
And the fifth category are ones that are not so reproducible. The 6 personal commands that include going to Rome.
当然还有6次，他是讲到要去罗马这件事情。
And since we have our Bibles open to 1 Timothy chapter 2, the examples that I've selected to read briefly are all from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2.
所以今天呢，我们一直把我们的圣经打开在这个提摩太后书。
And there are 3 examples from 2 Timothy chapter 2 of guarding or keeping the truth.
在提摩太后书二章有3次的经文。有讲到我们要持守我们的这个福音。
But let's go down to verse 8.
我们看第二章第八节。
And let's read together in whatever language you prefer, 2 Timothy 2:8.
提摩太后书第二章八节，我们用我们的熟悉的语言来读。你们要纪念耶稣基督，乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。
Are you remembering this morning, Jesus Christ?
今天早上，你有纪念或者记得耶稣吗？
14 times that theme of holding on to the good news of Jesus Christ is repeated in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
在这两卷书信里面，有14次一直提到要纪念这个福音。
And of course, There are many times that being godly is recommended or advised, 9 different times.
有九次呢, 是提醒到我们跟神的关系, 要爱神, 或者要做一个敬畏神的人。
So with our Bible still open to 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, let's go down to verse 22.
我们看同样提后二章二十二节。
And let's all read together in whatever language you prefer.
提摩太后书2章22节, 你要逃避少年的私欲,同那清心祷告主的人, 追求公义,信德忍耐,和平。
So what are you pursuing this morning?
今天早上你所追寻的是什么呢?
And one time in 2 Timothy chapter 2, the theme of grinding was brought up.
在提摩太后书2章有一次, 有提到要坚忍这个事情。
So let's read verse 3 together.
我们看第三节。
Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ Jesus. So, are you sharing and suffering like a good soldier this morning?
所以今天早上你是不是好像一个好的兵士, 是跟主一同的受苦。
And there are many examples of gospelizing in chapter 2.
在第二章也有很多次提到这个福音的传扬。
In fact, 5 of the 21 commands to gospelize are there.
在这21次当中, 5次就在这第二章。
And I've chosen the last of those in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 and 25.
我们可以选择来读这一章的24、25节。
And let's read that together in our favorite language.
提摩太后书2章24节。 然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者上帝给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。And
I don't know how you feel. Does this seem easy or hard for Timothy?
我不知道你的感觉怎么样，但是这些劝勉或者命令对提摩太来说是容易呢，还是难呢？
Does this seem easy or hard for you?
对你来说是容易还是难呢?
And it seems a little bit easy to me when I just pick out one verse for each example.
看起来如果每一个项目我只选一节的经文, 看起来好像还蛮容易的。
But when I look at all 64 commands, it feels heavy to me.
但是如果把这64个命令都集合起来,
就不那么容易了。But so far, I have only actually summarized 63 of the 64 commands.
但是到目前来说呢, 我只归纳了63个命令, 还有一个。
Because there's one command that's special.
因为这一个命令非常的特别。
And this special command, if Timothy gets this one right, I believe he will have the strength to manage the other 63 commands.
也就是说,如果提摩太有注意到这个命令,并且能够抓住的话, 那他就有能力来完成其他的63个命令。
But if Timothy gets this one wrong, he's likely to fail in the other 63 commands.
如果他在这个命令上面失败了, 他在其他63个命令上也很可能会失败。
What is that special command and what makes it special?
所以我说的这个所谓特别的命令是什么呢?
The special command is what we read earlier from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
这节的经文就是今天我们开始的时候所读的提后第二章第一节。
And again, let's read that again in our favorite language.
请大家也一起再朗读这段的经文。 我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。What
makes this command special is that it is the only command in the passive voice.
这个经文它的特点在哪里呢？也就在这些所有的命令当中，只有在这里它是被动语态。
So this is a bonus for those of you that are taking Greek class.
所以对那些在上希腊文的同学，这个是你一个学习的机会。
There are 63 commands in the active voice.
其他的63个命令, 都是主动语态。
The active voice is the common one for commands.
通常在这个命令语气里面，这个主动语态是比较通常有的。
The 9 commands given to Calvin, all active voice.
刚才在漫画的当中，给 Calvin 的这些命令也都是主动式的。
Get up.
起来。
Steady, go to school.
去学校。
Sit down.
坐下。
Eat right.
好好的吃。
Go to bed.
上床了。
All active voice.
这些都是我们所说的主动语态。
And the active voice is important.
当然这个主动语态很重要。
It must be important. Paul used it 63 times.
保罗用了63次，一定很重要。
And yet there's this one command that Timothy is not the active party.
但是只有这一节的经文，提摩太不是那个主动者。
Timothy is the passive receiver.
而他是那个被动接受能力的人。
The source is outside of Timothy.
那个来源是在提摩太本身之外。
Timothy needs to be passive.
在这个地方呢，提摩太他是一个被动或者接受者。
And that is the verb be continually strengthened.
这边所说的中文我们说刚强，我们看不出那个被动，原则上我们的翻译应该可以说你要被主成为刚强起来。
So that's endunamu in the Greek, be continually strengthened. It's a present linear passive imperative. That's the word you don't want, agent there, but that's from the source actually. That's from Mount. God being the source of empowerment.
Yeah.这边呢我们看到他是讲到一个持续性，提摩太要接受上帝让他刚强起来。
And it is okay to evaluate our commentators and help them to use more precise theological language.
刚才我是跟我们的讲员建议不能用 agent 这个词，因为这边我们的能力是从神那里来，而不是神，不是那个品阶而已。
But the important issue is who's in charge?
重要的是谁在掌权呢？
Who is the one that provides the power?
什么人给这个能力呢？
Who gives the energy?
什么人给我们那个能量呢？
Is it Timothy?
是提摩太吗？
No.
不是。
It's God.
是神给我们力量。
And if God gives the energy, then Timothy, praise God, can do it.
所以上帝如果给提摩太能力，感谢主，提摩太就能够做其他的事。
If God gives OMF missionaries the energy, they can carry on the work of evangelism and church planting among unreached people groups.
上帝如果也给所有的这些宣教士这个能力，他们就有能力，就有力量可以去找这些世上的人。
If God gives BSOP, faculty, staff, students, board, others the energy, they can do their respective tasks at BSOP.
上帝如果也是把这个能力给我们这个非圣全体的成员，我们也就能够完成神所托付我们的。
And if not, then BSOP will operate for a few more years beyond the 60.
如果不是的话，那非圣六十年之后，也许只有剩下几年的日子了。
But BSOP's energy will run out.
因为我们自己的力量会消失。
Unless we are continually strengthened.By God.
除了我们继续让神来加添我们的力量。
And that is really good news. Mounts brings out that God is speaking here of a daily empowerment, an ongoing strengthening required to carry out the commands in chapter 1.
在这边呢，我们看到保罗的这个命令，也就是告诉我们只要天天来得到这个神的力量，让我们能够去完成他所给我们的使命。
And here, once again, I'm really grateful for Dr. Mounts and his commentary, but want to spread his wings just a little.
这边呢，我有提到是 Dr. Mounts 他的注释书里面所提的。
Because there's an and in this sentence, there's more commands to follow. So it's not merely looking back to chapter 1, it's looking ahead to chapters 2, 3, and 4 in 2 Timothy.
因为这边还有一个连接词，表示说后面都还有东西，不仅仅是这个。
It's the What are we strengthened by? It's, of course, God is the subject who acts. God is the source, but he does it by means of grace.
也就是说，上帝当然就是那个给我们力量的，但是他是借着什么，或者说在什么样的境遇的里面呢？是在他的恩典上。
And grace is a familiar theme to us.
恩典这个概念，我想对我们是非常熟悉的。
But it's one which we need a reminder of day after day after day.
但是每一天我们确实还需要被提醒有关于神的恩典。
And God will be faithful to bring us to our knees if we're not relying on his strength and his grace.
也就是如果我们不是用这个膝盖来服侍的时候，我们就不能够得到上帝要给我们的这个恩典。
Sometimes we have missionaries in OMF that are young and strong and think they can do it all.
很多时候包括我们宣教士，特别是年轻的，他们以为自己很有力量可以做事。
And one of the things that happens to all of them sooner or later, and usually sooner, is that they fail in some way.
但是很多时候就发现自己很快的就会落入在一个失败的当中。
And being the field director, I get to be there to help put them back on their feet by God's grace.
现在我主要的一个责任呢，就是帮助扶持这些人能够在上帝的恩典上再站立起来。
And this is a painful thing to do as a leader, but it's a wonderful thing to see how God uses grace in the lives of our members.
这是一件非常难或者很疼痛的一个工作，但是也是感谢主可以看到他自己恩典的运行。
What is it that Timothy needs to be strengthened by day by day by day? By grace.
所以提摩太是每一天每一天要怎么样来得到这个能力呢？乃是上靠上帝的恩典。
And there should be no question about this. Chapter 1, Paul has already been talking about grace.
其实这个不是大问题，因为第一章保罗已经谈到神的恩典。
So it's the grace.
是恩典，那个恩典。
And, but just in case that's not clear, it's the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
如果还不清楚，这是讲到在耶稣基督里的恩典。
And there's one sentence in 2 Timothy chapter 1 that's focused on grace.
在第一章这边有特别提到或者强调这个恩典。
And let's read that one sentence together.
我们一起来读这一节的经文。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 through 10.
也就是第一章八节到十节。
And read it from your Bibles. I will leave that language up, but you can read whatever language you prefer.
好，我们一起读这个提摩太后书第一章第八节到第十节。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这位主被囚的为耻，总要按上帝的能力与我为福音同受苦难。上帝救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
So you, therefore, my child, be continually strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣里的恩典上天天被刚强起来。
Because Paul has learned from his own experience that grace is the only thing that has been successful in his whole ministry.
因为保罗自己本身的经验也是告诉他，只有恩典才能够让他成功的来服事。
And Paul knows that the grace that is in Christ Jesus is the only source for continual strength for Timothy.
保罗也知道，也只有在耶稣基督里的这个恩典才能够持续给我们这个能力。
It's the only source so that Timothy can guard what has been entrusted to him.
也是唯一的这个能力的来源，让他能够保守这个神的话语。
It's the only source of strength for a godly life.
也只有这个能力，让我们可以过一个爱神圣洁的生活。
It's the only source of strength for the grinding of ministry.
也是唯一我们力量的来源，让我们能够在苦难中持守。
It's the only source of strength for gospelizing to the unsaved.
也是那唯一能力的来源，让我们能够持续的传福音。
And it's the only source of strength for going where Timothy needs to go.
也是提摩太唯一能力的来源，让他能够去走他该走的路。
One of the blessings of my life has been to know a number of godly men who understood this concept of being continually strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
在我一生里面，我认为最大的一个祝福，也就是认识好多人，他们经历到是在耶稣基督恩典里被给予能力的。
And I want to focus on talking about two OMF missionaries.
所以我们要集中来看这一对的海外使团的宣教士。
Atibeti Harrison and Kuya Mike Harrison.
就是Atibeti 还有 Kuya Mike.
And they were missionaries for 39 years? I should have added that up. 39 years, yes. That would be the PH field number, 1967 to 2006. Okay. Thank you.
所以他们在 in the Philippines?
That would be all on the Philippines, yes.
Okay. 所以他们39年在菲律宾服事。
That's not quite true. It would have included some time in Mongolia.
Anyway. 其中一段小时一段小小的时间是在蒙古。
The first set of dates are his birth year, and Kuya Mike is now with the Lord. He passed away in 2015.
那个 Mike 弟兄呢，他已经被主接走了。
And he was the field director of the OMF Philippines field for 11 years, from 1991 to 2002.
他在菲律宾作为这个在合场上的指导或者主任，有11年的时间。
And Atibeti was with him that whole period. They raised three children, and by the grace of God, were a wonderful missionary team as a couple.
所以呢，他们这对夫妇，上帝也恩待他们有三个非常好的子女。
Well, Kuya Mike was the field director when I was a relatively new missionary with OMF here in the Philippines.
当我刚刚来菲律宾的时候，他就是我的主任。
And it was a pleasure to watch Kuya Mike as he guarded the good news of Jesus, of the gospel.
所以呢，我很欣赏他怎么样来传神的道。
He loved expository preaching.
他也就是常常是释经讲道。
He was excellent at inductive Bible study.
他做这个归纳式查经也是非常拿手的。
Even his devotions at leadership meetings or at prayer meetings were profoundly based on the Word of God.
就是他带领我们的灵修退休的时候，他从神的话语里面也都是非常精确的来传讲。
And he was careful to guard the gospel and hold on to the truth of God's Word.
所以我们可以说他是非常细心、小心的来持守传扬。上帝的道。
I am now the field director. There's been two others in the gap between me and him.
接手的，在我之前还有两个主任，我是第三位。
And sometimes we encounter problems on the mission field that I have to go back and look at old documents.
有些时候我们在工厂上遇到一些问题的时候，我必须回头去看一些旧的档案。
And a number of those documents are written by the Harrisons.
有很多的档案呢，或者这些条例就是 Harrison 他们夫妇所写的。
And even if it's a document about a financial policy or about something that is fairly routine like that.
比如说包括一些经济上面的一些这个规则。
Scripture is there. He guards. The gospel.
他都是以圣经的话语作为他的准则。
And he was a godly man and a wonderful example.
他也是一个非常敬畏主、爱主的一个宣教士。
He had a wonderful personal touch that made people feel loved.
很多时候你跟他交接的时候，你一定会感受到他的这个爱。
And in particular, he loved Filipinos.
他也特别爱菲律宾人。
And Filipinos loved him.
菲律宾人也都很爱他。
And they loved Auntie Betty as well. She was a nurse and very, very helpful people.
他的妻子 Betty 本身是一个护士，她也帮助很多的人。
And in order to endure 39 years with OMF on the mission field, you have to grind a lot.
能够在 OMF 39年，确实是需要一些忍耐，受苦。
And to be the field director for 11 years, it's just a lot of endurance and hard work and suffering.
作为主任11年也真的是需要很多的耐力。
And again, I discovered some things about the Harrisons that I did not know when I was examining some of the documents that they wrote.
当我在看这些旧的档案的时候，就发现很多关于他们的事情是以前我不知道的。
In one of those, he was dealing with a missionary that fell into sin.
其中有一个档案，就是看到他们怎么来处理一个落入在罪中的宣教士。
And in one of his letters to an OMF colleague in another country, he wrote, I'm ready to quit.
其中的一封信，他跟另外一个同工说，我想要这个辞职了。
And, I know that you have felt like quitting sometimes. I have felt like quitting sometimes.
我相信包括我包括你有些时候可能你也想要退了。
But Kuya Mike was a person that by the grace of God was able to keep on going.
但是像 Mike Harrison, 他靠神的恩典他还是持续到底。
And he was a great evangelist.
他也是一个好的布道家。
And God used him before he became field director to evangelize and plant churches in places like Batangas province and in Albay province in the Philippines.
他在没有做主任之前，他在菲律宾的 Albay 这个地方，还有 Batangas， 在那边开拓很多的教会。
But in all of this, and he was a wonderful example for us, what really shone through is that he was continually strengthened. By grace.
因此在这些我们所看到的他们生命上所表现的就是让我们看出他是天天持续的被在神的恩典中被刚强起来。
He was a humble man.
他也是一个非常谦虚的人。
When you came with a problem, he listened and he prayed for you.
如果你有一个问题带到他的面前他会倾听他会为你祷告。
He relied on the grace that is in Christ Jesus for his own strength as well as for strength for us struggling new missionaries.
他是本身依靠神的恩典得到这个力量，正如他也希望你也是靠着神的恩典得到这个力量。
And so I summarize, thinking about Kuya Mike, that he was one that was continually strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以我归纳还是这样说，这个 Mike Harrison, 他也就是持续的被在耶稣基督的恩典里被刚强起来。
And because of that, he was able to do all that God commanded him.
也是因为这样，他才能够完成上帝所托付他的一切事工。
Who do you know that has been continually strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus?
你是否也有认识一些人，他也是经常在神的恩典里被刚强起来的呢？
May God use that example as one of His means of grace to help you to be continually strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
但愿那个人的榜样也是神所要使用的，让你本身也同样能够在耶稣基督的恩典上常常被神给加添力量给你。
Let us close by singing a prayer.
我们结束的时候，我们来唱一个祷告。
And that's a familiar hymn called Amazing Grace.
也就是我们非常熟悉的奇异恩典。
That's on page 185 of the BSOP hymnals.
在我们诗歌本的185首。
And let's sing all four verses as our closing prayer.
我们就唱全部的四节。
I have the English. Oh, I don't know if my verses match up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the whole verse.
Okay. We need a song later.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, on the basis of Jesus' grace. Amen.
天父，我们这样的祷告也都是根据耶稣基督的恩典，是奉他的名求的。阿门。